Diamonds, New York. Mick speaking. How can I help you?
Hey. Hey, me. Six-grainer, Princess Cut. You've got one that shows, that says call, like a GVS. Megan's getting you the pin number now.
Hold, please. Your call is very important.
She's out of practice with this whole diamond business thing. I said, you get me the pin number? She goes, no, I didn't write it down. Like,
you said GVS?
You worked here for 13 years? Yeah, maybe. What's the cost on it? Maybe a GVS, Megan?
You see, GVS 2, gosh, there's a couple of them. I got one at $5,325 and one at $7,013.
The 7-grander.
Okay.
Is available?
It is not. The closest thing that I have right this exact moment is a HSI-1.
He wants to stay VS or better.
Okay. There is an HVS-1 that is supposedly on its way back. As of yesterday, it's supposed to be coming back FedEx. I don't know if FedEx delivers on Saturday unless specifically asked to drop it off on Saturday, but it's a 158 HVS-1, excellent, excellent none, for $7,505.
And does he want a square, or is he looking more rectangular?
Square.
Yeah. Is that square?
It's 96.5% square, so if I didn't tell you the percentages, you'd look at it and say it was square. If you tried setting it as a compass, it would not look so much square because it's just a teensy bit off.
Right. Okay. And what is the status on that GV? Is it sold or is it just working?
It's working. It went out on the 2nd, so we are absolutely within our rights to ask for it.
All right, if you don't mind inquiring on that one as well, we'll start with this H and see what we can do as far as traction. How much did he give you the price on that stone? On the
HVS-1?
Yeah.
$7,505?
Is that $7,505, the HVS-1?
$7,505, yes, you're correct. I put your name on both of them, and then what I'll do is I'll reach out to New York City and see if they have something that's just not logged in yet.
Okay, and is this for Christmas, Megan?
Or? At least the stove. Yeah, you would love to get the whole thing for Christmas.
And what's the whole thing look like?
Halo.
A Gabriel mounting,
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Something
you need. Does he just trust us to buy the stone for him?
I'm going
to. Does he need to see that? Drive it from the park. Do you want Nick to email us the report on the stone?
Yeah.
Picture of it or anything? Right.
Yeah, picture of it.
Are you looking for the you're looking for the millimeters, or what is it that you need?
We're going to try to sell it without showing him the stone itself. We're going to try to sell him over the phone. I mean, based on this phone call.
Okay.
So, give me the team number so we can pull up its report.
Yep, happy to do it. Give me just a quick moment. Whoops, this thing won't let me. There we go.
Where do you go? ATCFD? Does that matter?
Yeah.
To me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's more concerned about clarity.
Okay. It's coming up. Just give me just a quick moment.
Okay. I think we get that.
All right, so the HVS-1, the 158, that one is product P, 317178. And the GVS-2 is P, 314408.
Got it.
All right, I put your name on both of them, so you're next in line for each of them.
So the earliest, if you did want to see them, the earliest we could see the 158 would be Tuesday.
That's it. I mean, this time of year, I get very nervous about making that type of a promise because,
oh,
you know, FedEx, weather.
Next week is what we're going to, if he needs to see them, he'll see them next week.
I don't see a reason why not.
Okay.
Are they both close enough in measurement that we could order the mounting?
Well, let me give you the measurement. The 158 HVS1 is 6.51 by 6.28. And then the GVS2 is 6.29 by 6.27. So technically, I think yes.
How about depth? Are they both about the same?
The 158 is 4.38, and the 150 is 4.50. Again, I'd say yes.
Yeah, we can just use the outers on each of those measurements. So, yes, we could order a mounting before we have a final. So, if these are both within this, if you want to pull their reports up, I mean, he doesn't really have to even see them. He can just pay you and get the sale.
If you'd like, I can email you the certs. Like, I've got them up.
If you want to do that, email me those. That'll be great. Then I can just send them right down to her laser printer.
All right, give me just a quick moment. I clicked on.
I just got a phone call. FedEx just called. Our package is ready for pickup.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. To give you some idea of what Saturday delivery looks like. 11:15 is when they're calling saying, now we're finally ready for you to come get.
All right. I sent both of them to your email, Jeff. I accidentally sent one copy to Megan.
No worries. Okay. I will let you know what we need as soon as we figure that out.
All right. I'm here till 5.
Thanks, man.
All right, man.